Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Partners. Today our focus is Fontana and Baker, how much they both need you, Lord. We declare you are the Lord of Fontana and Baker, Father God. You are the King of these people. You are the light in their darkness, hope to the hopeless, peace to the restless. We pray for workers that the harvest is great in Fontana and Baker, but the workers are few. We pray to you, Lord. You who are in charge of the harvest, we ask you to send more workers into these fields, that they would be emboldened, that you would embolden every single believer in these communities to share the gospel unashamedly, knowing it is the power of you, God, to save and transform lives. We lift up Fontana, the second largest, most populated city in our county, known as the crossroads of the Inland Empire, at almost 212,000 people. We pray, God, for their crime grade to improve from C-. We pray for the gangs to be undone, confused, divided, separated, removed from the city. We pray for South Montana, Mexican Mafia, Laemi, to come to know you, to be delivered from the reasons why they got involved and from the things that they participate in. We thank you that their poverty rate is below California average. Now we lift up the big issue. Planned Parenthood is wanting to construct a clinic, and the Fontana City Council, thank you, Lord, voted 4-1 in July of last year to extend a moratorium. They're debating whether or not this is the right place for it in their city and also whether to have it. But California, we approved in Prop 1 to enshrine access to abortion and contraception throughout the state. We also lift up that we pray, God, this never comes to pass, that you would do such a work. I thank you, Father, that several of us heard from the Assure Pregnancy Clinic that does everything for Christ and gives women the opportunity to have a ultrasound to hear their baby, and many of them choose to keep their baby as a result and give them all the resources on how to do that or to give it up for adoption. Father, we pray that the Planned Parenthood would be put right next to that place so the women would have a choice and they would sense the peace in the one, whereas the difference in the other. We also pray for the Fontana Police Department that investigated a homicide in the past week. We pray for them to just be blessed, that they would continue to rescue hikers that were in Jarupo Hills, that they pursued multiple vehicles, that they are in the news frequently. We pray, God, for their protection, for those that are driving under the influence, so they continue to have those spot checks. We pray for the city highways in Fontana and blessings. We lift up the town of Baker, though small, it is the last city, small city of only 482 that is often frequented by people going and coming back from Las Vegas. And we pray, Father, their crime in all areas is rated F. We pray for improvement, Lord, that the theft is at 92%, assault at 31%, burglary at 27%, vandalism 12%, vehicle 7%. Oh my goodness, Lord, we just pray that you are greater than all of this and you can help. We know they're far away from any law enforcement, but we pray, God, that the citizens will rise up, that the churches, that the little ones that are there, will see revival, that they will speak the word with boldness, that they would have a citywide prayer event, that they would speak to their district supervisor and ask for ways to clean up the strip it looks like things are a mess. But we pray, and for the poverty that's at 22%, 12 over or 10 over, almost 11 over the California average. We pray for economic revival in that town. In the name and authority of Jesus Christ, we decree an end to confusion, strife, disorder. We call all things into divine order under the subject of the Lord Jesus Christ. May there be a release of your fear, O God, over both of these communities, that light and truth would be over these cities. We decree an end to human trafficking, prostitution, rape, theft, murder, and all violence. The walls of these cities to be salvation and their gates praise, that the love of God would be poured out through your Holy Spirit so that people would have an encounter with the living God and know that they are valued, esteemed, and loved by him and would turn away from them sin, repent, and have forgiveness of their sins. We declare economic conditions and commerce to be healed that there would be no lack of good paying jobs, affordable housing, and provision for the necessities of life in Jesus' mighty name.